This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. This time of fulfillment is at really every moment. For at every moment, the kingdom of God, that is Jesus, he is right beside us. He is right there next to our hand, as to say, calling us closer to himself, just as he called Simon and Andrew, James and John, to a better life, to leave behind the past. And in a way, in those last four words, believe in the gospel. To believe in the good news. The good news of eternal life. The good news of joy and peace. The good news of mercy and forgiveness. The good news that is, God is right there by your hand. So close to you. And my brothers and sisters, it's that image then that we really must take to heart. The idea that Jesus is right there beside us, offering us something better. For I remember as a child, you know, playing with a toy. I would hold on to that toy until something better came along. If I saw a better toy, then I would leave that toy and go to it. But until there was something better, until I believed and noticed, I stayed right where I was at. And we do the same thing in our spiritual life. We think that what we have, you know what, it may not be much, but it's what I have. And I got to hold on to it. I got to protect it. And what Jesus does, though, is he comes to us and says, no, I've got something better. I'm calling you to a deeper life in my divine presence. I have joy for you beyond your imagination. Peace that you may rest, and life to the full. You see, that's what God is calling us to believe in. Now, when we sin, when we turn away from God, it is then, though, that at first the devil attacks us, not by just putting the sin in front of us, but he attacks us by making us doubt the goodness of the gospel. He makes us question whether or not there is this complete joy or perfect peace, that eternal life. You see, he makes us wonder, could God really want my good? But that's all that God is. He's always seeking our good. That's the one truth among many that is meant to be in our heart. That's what Jesus comes and says, I am beside you to give you every good. Believe then in this gospel. Believe in my goodness. And turn away then from sin. Whether it be gossip, whether it be greed or idolatry or lust, whatever sin that keeps tripping us up, you see, God is right there beside us, calling us, yes, to repentance, but to a repentance, though, that believes in something better than what we find ourselves living. That's what Jesus calls to mind for Simon and Andrew, James and John. That it says then, as he calls them to become fishers of men, he calls them to a higher life. He calls them to a greater good. And that's why they're able to abandon their nets, because they believe in this goodness. They believe in what God has for them. And it's the same for us. Every day is the time of fulfillment. Every day, Jesus comes right beside us and says, I have something extraordinary to offer you. I have this goodness to give you. And even though we may have committed sin time and time again, it is the goodness then of His mercy and forgiveness that He wants to offer us, as we hear in that first reading. That how all of Nineveh, at the preaching of Jonah, hearing the good news that they could have forgiveness, they turned away from their sin. They repented and they believed that God was there not to punish them, but to forgive them and show them a better way. And so God wants to do the same for us as He stands right beside us, calling us to repentance and to believe that He is there to help us, to share His life with us. And so, my brothers and sisters, we heed then the words of Jesus, to believe in the gospel. And we understand then why St. Paul says that the world is passing away, for it is not meant to be eternal, but only Jesus in the heavenly kingdom. May we then believe in the good God who desires our salvation, who desires us to be with Him in heaven. And in that belief, may we turn away from our sins and remain close to the loving God who is close to us. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen. Saint Joseph, pray for us.